Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I have a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci, the author of Personal Brilliance. And Jim does a great job in helping organizations just like yours and mine accomplish their goals and the work that he does with them as an outstanding consultant. Jim, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the years of being a great member of our Brain Trust.
Oh, it's just been a pleasure, Jim. I love to share in this format. You do such a great job with it.
Well, you do a good job, too. So, okay, we talked about stupid things in the previous segment, stupid things that you and I might do as a CEO of our companies. What if somebody just chronicled those and just put them all into one act? I don't want to see what that looks like. But
we're here to avoid that.
That's exactly right. And so that's what you call the stupid audit is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know the word stupid is just to get our attention. But right. We really broke it down into seven steps and things that we can think about as leaders. And so what I like to do is break things down and get as much input as possible. So here are the steps. You ready?
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Step one, we want to identify as many stupid barriers to meeting our mission as we can, all by ourselves as the leader. You know, just sit in your office and think it through. Step two.
Can we talk about them as we go through them a little
bit? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
There are so many ways that if that comedian you talked about earlier that was doing a roast of us and was pointing out all stupid things, one of the things that would be the thing that I think would be the most would get the most lines would be where we don't get out of our own way.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes not getting out of our own way puts up barriers for other people. And barriers in a business is bad.
Right. So, you know,
maybe I should say stupid.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, we want to identify as many as we can see, but we know for a fact that we have some blinders on.
Yeah.
So step two is
you can't see them, you can't find them yourself. You have to have help getting out of your own way. You almost never can do it yourself. Go ahead.
Right.
Number two.
But you don't have to hire an external coach or consultant either. So step two is, you know, ask your team managers to identify as many barriers they can. And the key is, without your input, you don't want to participate in that.
You want it to be
as free as possible.
So what would that look like? Will you say to your manager, okay, guys, go have a meeting and talk about the things that you think that I do that hold you back, hold this company back?
Well, and it's not necessarily just me, your boss, but actually, you know, what's broken around here?
What barriers do we have in this company that you think hold us back and maybe get between us and customers?
Right, and write those things down. Let's make the list.
But you and I can't be in that meeting, right?
Right, exactly right. We want to separate the two.
Right, okay.
So I
and nothing is off the table.
Exactly right.
All bets are off.
Yeah, and if you need to do some priming of the pump to make people feel comfortable, that's possible. If you hadn't previously, that might be the barrier.
And whenever the results are tallied and given to us, nobody has to claim ownership of those.
Yeah. You want it to be as safe as possible. And what's interesting, Jim, is you might find that, you know, your list as the leader has 12 things on it, and when your key managers come back and there's only 3 things on their list, you know they're holding back.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. All right, what else?
Next, we want to ask our frontline employees to identify as many barriers as they can without any management input. So you might want to suggest that somebody take the lead, be the scribe, but facilitate the process of identifying what those things are. And then what we want to do is look at the different lists and identify the discrepancies and differences and reconcile those. We're going to learn a ton about our organization and our culture by doing that.
Right. All right. That sounds good. What's next?
Step five is then identify every item that you can immediately fix and fix them. We want to be showing action and showing progress.
Low-hanging fruit first, right?
Exactly right. And step six, you know, those are the kinds of things like, why do we do that? Let's just change it, right?
Well, no, that's exactly right. I mean, I've seen this happen before, where something like this, where I've been in organizations or worked with organizations, and we do something like this, and somebody would say, wait a minute, what are you talking about? What do you mean that? What do you mean by that? And they say, well, we're doing this. How is that even possible? When did that happen? Who do I fire to cause that? You know, and then they look at the boss and say, you did, boss.
Yeah, somebody made a mistake in 1947, so we put this process.
That's exactly, we're still beating people up about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Okay. So then for those other items that are a little tougher, maybe take a little bit more time, we want to identify the right people to work on fixing those longer-term items. Mm-hmm. And this is where we start to get everybody involved in the process. And again, when we talked about ownership, we start to take ownership of what's happening. And then step seven, final, measure the increases in productivity and innovation and customer engagement and employee engagement and your financial.
You got to start really with a baseline. You got to start with a baseline, though, right? So you can establish a baseline for these things, so you know how to measure.
Exactly
where
right.
To measure from.
And we want to see what progress that we're making, and we'll identify when we take a step back or two in those measurements, and knowing that we're making an investment to take a bigger leap going forward. Being cognizant of it, being aware of what's happening all the way through this process is important.
Right.
Because part of the reason for getting into some of these barriers is we weren't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all about paying attention through this process and being very meticulous about that.
When we come back, Jim is going to give us some tips on how to find some of these things. A little bit, we're going to bore down just a little bit more. This is good stuff, Jim. I need your website, please.
JimCantarucci.com.
Are you still doing your radio show?
No.
Oh,
I'm not.
Darn.
You on that now.
Darn, I wanted to go back on your show. JimCantarucci.com.
You got it.
Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.